Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Laura. This week, we are turning our attention to one of the most dynamic corners of financial services, fintech. And Laura, 2026 is shaping up to be a genuinely pivotal year here.
It really is, Mike. Fintech has always moved fast, but what strikes me about this moment is that three big forces are converging all at once. You've got a wave of AI regulation coming into force, you've got stablecoins and embedded finance going mainstream, and you've got agentic AI moving from buzzword to something banks are actually budgeting for. So there's a lot to unpack.
Let's start with the regulatory wave, because for our C-suite listeners in banking and fintech, the calendar is suddenly very real. The headline item is the European Union AI Act. High-risk AI systems become fully enforceable on August 2nd, 2026. And here's why fintech leaders need to pay attention. Credit scoring, loan approval, insurance risk pricing, anti-money laundering profiling, and automated fraud detection are all explicitly classified as high risk.
Which is essentially the core of what modern fintech does. So if you're running any of those models, the Act now requires documented risk management systems, real data governance frameworks, human oversight built into the loop, transparency to the customers affected, plus accuracy and robustness testing. That's not a checkbox. That's an operating model change.
And it's not just Europe. Here in the United States, the Colorado AI Act takes effect on June 30th, 2026. It puts obligations on developers of high-risk AI systems that materially affect financial services, including public disclosures, consumer notifications, impact assessments, and concrete measures to prevent algorithmic discrimination.
I think that's the theme regulators keep circling back to, Mike. Explainability and accountability. There was a compliance survey recently where 94% of compliance leaders said they believe these AI regulations will be effective, but fewer than 3 in 5 describe their own programs as fully mature. That gap is the story.
Say more about that gap, because I think that's where the executive anxiety lives.
So the shift, especially as anti-money laundering reform moves toward outcome-based regulation, is that a compliance officer now has to articulate in plain language how an AI decision was reached, whether it can be reproduced, and who is accountable for it. If your fraud model declined someone, the algorithm said so, is no longer an acceptable answer. You need a reproducible, human-readable chain of reasoning.
And there's a European piece sitting right behind that too, isn't there? The new anti-money laundering authority.
Yes, the AMLA. They held their first public hearing on draft technical standards back in March. And there are 23 regulatory technical standards due to the European Commission by July 10th, 2026. Those will define when AML checks get triggered, how customer due diligence has to be done, and how transactions are monitored across member states. And critically, the scope was explicitly extended to cover fintech and crypto, so the perimeter is widening.
So for a fintech CEO listening to this, the practical takeaway is, the era of building first and bolting on compliance later is closing. Compliance has to be designed in from day one.
Exactly. And the firms that treat that as a competitive advantage rather than a tax are going to win. Trust is becoming a product feature.
Let's pivot to the second big force, because it's a more optimistic one. Money itself is changing shape. Stablecoins and embedded finance. Laura, 2026 is being called the year stablecoins go mainstream. What's driving that?
The regulatory unlock, mostly. In the United States, the Genius Act passed in 2025 created a framework for federally overseen payment stablecoins, requiring reserve backing, regular audits, and consumer protection. And that clarity changes everything, because now stablecoins aren't a crypto experiment, they're a regulated financial instrument.
And the use case has shifted from speculation to plumbing.
That's the perfect word for it, Mike. We're seeing stablecoins used for liquidity management, cross-border settlement, and treasury optimization. The prediction floating around is that at least one Fortune 100 company will announce it's using stablecoins for global treasury operations this year. When that happens, it stops being a crypto story and becomes a corporate finance story.
Which connects directly to embedded finance, right? Because the rails underneath are getting more flexible.
They are. Embedded finance is having a renaissance because it lets any platform offer financial services without becoming a bank. Payments are becoming more invisible, baked right into the digital products people already use. And for non-financial companies, it's becoming genuinely profitable to expand into payments, lending, and investing. The key enabler is multi-rail capability, the ability to move money across instant payment networks, card rails, and stablecoins from one integration.
So the vision is cross-border payments that settle in minutes instead of days, instant payments becoming standard across payroll and treasury, compliance moving to real-time, and programmable money redefining how businesses move funds.
Right, and for regulated industries, that's both exciting and demanding. Real-time settlement means real-time compliance. You can't batch your fraud checks overnight anymore when the money has already left.
Which is the perfect bridge to our third theme, agentic AI. Because that real-time demand is exactly what these autonomous systems are being built to handle. Laura, walk us through where banks are actually putting their money.
The investment signal is strong. 82% of banking compliance and risk leaders expect their AI investment to grow by more than 25% over the next 2 to 3 years. And the frontier they're all watching is agentic AI, systems that don't just interpret data, but actually make decisions, trigger actions, and run entire workflows within defined controls.
Define agentic for our listeners, because I think it gets thrown around loosely.
Fair. Traditional AI is reactive. You ask it something, it answers. A human acts. Agentic AI is autonomous within guardrails. So picture a system that continuously monitors transactions, detects a fraud pattern, freezes the suspect activity, opens a case, and adjusts its own thresholds, all without a human in the loop for each step. In anti-money laundering specifically, that's being called the next phase of innovation.
And the market is voting with its wallet. I saw that the broader fintech market, valued around $395 billion in 2025, is projected to pass $1 trillion by 2032. And the AI agents and digital copilot segment alone is growing at something like a 46% compound annual rate.
Those are staggering numbers. But Mike, here's the executive caution I'd flag. Agentic AI's continuous learning demands massive data storage and very strict governance. If you let an autonomous system make decisions without controls, you've essentially built a compliance liability that operates at machine speed. The same autonomy that makes it powerful makes it dangerous if it's ungoverned.
So this is where our three themes actually fold into one story, isn't it? The regulation, the new payment rails, and the agentic AI all point to the same conclusion.
They do. The winning fintech of 2026 isn't just the one with the smartest model or the fastest rails. It's the one that can deploy autonomous, real-time financial systems and prove, in plain language, that those systems are governed, explainable, and fair. Capability and accountability have to ship together.
Beautifully put. And for the C-suite leaders listening, I'd add one practical step. Map your AI systems against those high-risk categories now, before the August deadline, and ask whether you can explain each one to a regulator in plain English. If you can't, that's your roadmap for the next 2 quarters.
Couldn't agree more. The organizations that get ahead of this won't see compliance as friction. They'll see it as the foundation that lets them move faster with confidence.
That's a great place to land it. A huge week of developments in fintech, and a clear signal that governance and innovation are now two sides of the same coin. Laura, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Mike. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PieTech Solutions, visit our website at pietechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.